Welcome. Yeah, what do I mean by spiritual escape from drama sensations? Well, this is about my life story, about my research, my personal research, about drama and spiritual experiences. And I would like to share all my insights with you. Because there's a strange connection between trauma and spirituality. People who suffer from early attachment trauma have the tendency to look for a solution for that suffering within the spiritual field, with spiritual methods, gurus, techniques, and so on. And this may not lead to a real solution. And I would like to explain this a little bit. We could say that the whole humanity is running away from something. We are all running away from our physical sensations, or most of us do that. And we are not aware of it. So they are suffering, and we don't really understand what's going on, what the suffering is. It may appear as negative thoughts, it may appear as negative emotions, as emotional turmoil, as relationship problems, financial problems, whatsoever. But if we really look at the core of these symptoms, we always find a dysregulated autonomous nervous system, which means nothing more than stress in our body. So what we do, we try to escape from this physical stress, from this arousal in our nervous system. And this arousal is the result of difficult circumstances, difficult life experiences, which are not really processed, which we have experienced, but we are not really done with that. So in a way, these imprints remain in our deeper levels of our nervous system. And this creates the suffering. But usually we don't look there, we don't look at the body. We are not aware of the actual location from where the suffering comes. And especially people with attachment trauma, as I mentioned before, are somehow drawn to spiritual methods. They want to escape. It is a spiritual escape. They want to escape from the painful body sensations by having spiritual experiences, which are possible. You can have great experiences in meditation, expansion, ecstasy, love, eternity. This is cool, this is really great, but after meditation you come back to your body, you come back to your daily life, and then you are again faced with the undissolved physical sensations of your body, with the stress in your body. So this does not really solve all this. It doesn't really solve that. You can't solve trauma imprints in the autonomous nervous system by spiritual experiences. At least this is what I learned during the last decades. I tried this for many, many years. I did everything to have such experiences, and I had them. and they didn't change anything. So this path does not lead to the end of all the suffering. And what I found out was that if you work on this level, on the level of the autonomous nervous system, you can dissolve it. There are methods available nowadays. For example, TRE, tension and trauma releasing exercises, NARM, neuroaffective relational model, SE, somatic experiencing, EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and some others, but these are the most important, ones. And today you find almost everywhere in the world, you find therapists who do SE or EMDR. These people can be easily found, but you have to know that this can really help you, that this is helpful, that these methods really change something and are able to dissolve the suffering. To understand all this, it is very useful to learn how the brain is organized. We think we have one brain and we are one, but if we look at it in detail, it isn't really like that. We have three main areas of the brain, and if you are traumatized or if somebody gets traumatized, these brain areas don't work together in a good and coherent way. They tend to split apart and live independently from each other, more or less. Our oldest part of the brain is the brainstem, which comes from the reptilian time. It is responsible for basic life functions like heart rate and so on. It is very easy organized, it's not very complex, but it really works and fast. It works fast. Above that, the limbic system was developed during our evolution. It is what we can call the mammal brain, with social interaction and fight, flight response, emotions, and so on. This is the limbic system. It has totally different functions, and it didn't replace the brainstem. It just was built on top of it and connected, interconnected with the brainstem. And even later, we got an even more complex area of the brain, which is called the neocortex, which is on top of the limbic system. And this part is used for abstract thinking, for storytelling, for recognition of speech, concepts, contextualization. So the highest and complex functions are processed by this part of the brain. And if we say mind, then we are in the neocortex. And there are some interesting things about the neocortex, especially for the spiritual seekers. The neocortex also can be divided into parts, of course, with different functions. And the most complex part is the prefrontal cortex. It is in the front of the brain. And we could say this is the area where our human consciousness is located. If I say I am, then this is the part of the brain where this is realized. Or if I say I. And the prefrontal cortex has an area which is used for storytelling. This is the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. We use that if we discuss, if we tell a story. And if we just are aware of ourselves, we use the medial prefrontal cortex, so a different part of the prefrontal cortex. If we meditate, we use that part. It is not the part of storytelling, it is the part of pure self-perception, of pure awareness. And the interesting thing is that the part I mentioned before, the storytelling part, has no connections or no big connections to lower brain areas, which means that we can't influence our deeper layers of our nervous systems by storytelling. On the other hand, the medial prefrontal cortex does have strong connections to the limbic system. So with meditation and with awareness, we can influence the lower parts, the emotional parts, the limbic system. So this is interesting because many psychotherapists work with telling, with talking. And if you talk about things, you are far away from your reality in the limbic system, or even deeper of the brainstem. So you are far away from your physical body, from your emotions. And this is not the way how to change things in our nervous system. So by just meditation, by just meditate and pure self-awareness, we can calm down the limbic system, the emotional brain. And this is helpful. But this is only possible for people who are not traumatized. For traumatized people, it is not possible with self-awareness to change their state. The reason is, in case of trauma, what happens basically is that you are separated from the body perceptions. So parts of the neocortex are offline. For example, the insula and also the prefrontal cortex. So this area of the brain which you need for meditation, for self-awareness, is not online. It is off, so you can't use it. And this is the situation of traumatized people. They have no orientation, they are helpless. They can't feel their bodies and their emotions. So that's the reason why meditation is, at least at the beginning, not the way for dissolving trauma imprints of the body. What is needed is a method who works with the body directly. And these methods I already described, TRE, NARM, SE, and so on. These methods work with the body, not by talking. And if you go into, as I mentioned before, if you go into spiritual realms, you are very far away from your body, and this is not the way. This is absolutely not the way to leave the body. It's the other way around. We have to go back into our body sensations. And if you are traumatized, you don't want that, because it's painful. All the trauma material comes up, because it is connected with the body sensations. Yeah. And at this point, it is useful to have a person who does that with you, that you're not alone. What I see is that in many spiritual groups, there are traumatized people, and they desperately search for relief by following a guru, by meditation, by yoga. And if you look at this, you see that especially people with attachment trauma always try to solve their suffering, to dissolve their suffering alone. Because that was their situation in their early childhood. They were alone, nobody was there to help. Or there was no possibility to connect to another human. So very deeply they have imprinted this idea that I'm alone and I have to solve everything alone. There's no help. And that's what they try as grown-ups. They try to dissolve the stress in their system alone by, for example, spiritual techniques. And if these people meet a spiritual teacher and this teacher tells them directly to go into the absolute state, then this can lead to a disaster because these people are absolutely not ready for that. If you tell a completely lost person who has no attachment, who has no relationships, who's absolutely alone, to disidentify or to meditate or to ignore human interaction, then this can create a disaster, because these people they are not able to do that because the security and stability in the nervous system is not there. To go back to your real center, to the absolute, to yourself, to your core, you need stability, and you need stability in this world, and this means that you have connections with other humans. This is the basic source for security, for stability in our nervous system, to be connected with this world, to be connected with people, to have relationships, close relationships. This creates the basis, the stability for spiritual experiences. And with this background, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper, no problem. But if you have a person who has severe attachment disorders, and you tell this person that the solution is to become enlightened, to realize the true nature, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. These people are not ready for that. And I see this in many, many ways. Many ways that it leads even to mental hospital for many persons. Because they don't have this knowledge. They are desperate and they try to solve something which they don't understand, and the teacher says, oh, just realize yourself. It's all a story. You don't exist. There's no individual consciousness. Relationships are an illusion. There's only silence. You can't decide anything. Life lives through you. With these words, you can destroy such a person completely. Because it is exactly the opposite what these people need. They need help to get in contact with people, with the world. That's what they need. And they desperately need that. They are in a life-death struggle within their nervous system. And they need help to get in contact with this world. Which means how to create relationships, how to calm down in contact with humans, how to feel safe during communication. This is what they need. And this is the part of trauma therapy and not of enlightenment and spiritual methods. So I hope that this information really reaches a lot of people who are lost in this in this spiritual search, as I was for many, many years. And I've met great teachers. It was great, but as I said before, it didn't solve anything. So, what you can do right now, if you are traumatized and you don't know what to do, where to go, what you can do right now after watching this video is really realize that it's about your physical body and about the connection with other people. These are the two main points of healing. To get in peace with your body sensations, to realize that right now there's no danger to perceive your body, and at the same time to realize that the people around you are not dangerous. There is no danger as in your situation as a grown-up right now. The danger you experience, the stress you experience in your body comes from the first maybe 5 years of your life. This created the blueprint of your whole life, how you see the world. And if during this time you experienced fearful relationships with your parents or neglect, then this creates your sight on the world, on the human, on other people, and it may not be conscious, it may be totally unconscious. So the invitation is to return to your body. And one possibility is, what is always possible, is to return to your breath. This is something which moves. This is something which is be done by your body. So if you focus on your breath and you stay there, this, you can use this as an island. If there's much turmoil in you, use your breath as an island where you always can return to, even if there's no other person. This is something that there is stability. If you just meditate and feel your body, there's no movement, so the mind has a tendency to go everywhere. But if you melt your mind with your breath, then you really get some kind of stability. This is the first thing. The second thing is that you can use hemisync music. This is music which synchronizes the left and the right brain parts, which is also very useful to calm down the nervous system. And this is again something you can do alone. And the third point is TRE, which I already mentioned. TRE is a trauma healing method you also can do alone. It is body work, but you don't need a therapist for it. So these three things can be done right now, although you have no therapist. And of course, it is much better to do the work with a therapist. But if you right now are not able to find one, these are the possibilities. And everything that goes away from your body and from the direct connection with others, this leads you on the wrong path. Although it may feel good at the beginning, for example, if you sit and surf the internet for hours, you feel in a way released, but it is just the release because you go away from your body. It doesn't change really anything. So this is no solution, it's just a coping mechanism. what is going in the body of a traumatized person is that during the trauma, the body activates much energy to fight off for flight, fight or flight. And this energy cannot be transformed into something for, it cannot be used for fight or flight in case of helplessness. If the person is in a situation where he cannot do anything, this energy stays in the body. And this is creating all the trouble. And trauma healing in the end does nothing else than helping the body to release this charge, this energy, and help you to connect again with other people. This is all. And it is below the limbic system. It is not the level of emotions or relationships and so on. It's just the autonomous nervous system. And what is relevant for that to understand is what is called the polyvagal theory from Stephen Porges. This theory, it explains in depth what's going on in your body. And if you read this, you really understand what's going on. Because this part of the nervous system has, in the end, has only three states. And this is security, danger, and life threat. So, if your autonomous nervous system is in the state of danger, it is aroused, it is activated, and you feel stress. If it is even in the state of life threat, then it is completely aroused and activated, and this is the state of a panic attack, for example. Or it is the state of a complete shutdown, freeze, if you can't escape and can't fight. And in these states, no social interaction is possible. There's no, the higher brain functions are disabled. So you can try to go away from that, but it will change nothing. What you have to do is to help this part of the nervous system to switch back into the state of security. And then all higher brain functions come back, like social engaging, engagement, creativity, and so on. And this is all. From the point of trauma therapy, this is all. To bring the nervous system, the autonomous nervous system, back to a state of security. And this means to bring the nervous system back to here and now, because the trauma is over. Right now there's no danger. And if you feel safe with others and with your body, and you are able to communicate what's going on inside of you, if you are able to communicate everything, if you feel safe with close friends and in close relationships, and you feel safe in your body, then you are healed. This is trauma healing. Yeah, you can reach me in the internet at www.traumaheilung.net. I'm Gopal from Germany, Dresden, and I work there as a healer and trauma therapist.